Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Century Textiles and Industries Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Nuvama Wealth Management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Wealth Management. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q4 FY23 results conference call of Century Textiles and Industries. Today, we have with us from the management side, Mr. R.K. Dalmia, Managing Director of the company, Mr. K.T. Jithendran, the CEO of the Real Estate Division, Mr. Vijay Kaul, the CEO of the Paper, Pulp and Paper Division, and Mr. Snehal Shah, the Chief Financial Officer of the company. Without much ado, I will hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. A very good evening to everyone joining us today. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and financial year ended 2023. Let me first take you all through the quarterly industry and financial highlights. A plethora of challenges, geopolitical tension with the onset of Russia-Ukraine conflict, weak global macros, and higher inflation impacted financial 2023. This fiscal year turned out to be highly volatile and ended with higher interest rates, reallocation of FII flows from India to other emerging markets, domestic consumption slowdown, as well as the U.S. and European banking crisis. Despite the macroeconomic headwinds, we have delivered excellent overall performance. Coming to the financial performance for the fourth quarter of financial year 2023, the consolidated turnover stood 1,187 crores rupees. The EBITDA increased by 99% year-on-year to Indian rupees 265 crores, with consolidated EBITDA margin of 22.3%. The net profit after tax grew by 69% year-on-year to Indian rupees 142 crores. This was due to one-time exceptional item of rupees 134 crores profit made on lease reassignment of land at GIDC Dahej, Gujarat, belonging to our Pulp and Paper Division. For the financial year ended 2023, the consolidated turnover grew by 16% year-on-year to Indian rupees 4,719 crores, mainly due to significant revival in paper business. The EBITDA for 2023 grew by 38% year-on-year to rupees 687 crores, with consolidated EBITDA margin of 14.6%, and the net profit after tax grew by 64% year-on-year to rupees 265 crores. Now, let me take you through some of the key highlights across our three business verticals. Starting from real estate business, the residential sale across all key markets in the country were at an all-time high in the past quarter, resulting in doubling of the residential real estate industry in the size of last three years. The sector exhibited robust demand during Q4 financial year 2023, driven by strong absorption across all categories, including high-value units. The commercial real estate sector experienced a stable and healthy demand across cities. Birla Estates achieved higher sales worth rupees 806 crores in Q4 financial year 2023, which was the highest quarterly sales ever for the company, with a strong collection of rupees 215 crores. In the entire financial year of 2023, we achieved sales of approximately 1.2 billion sq ft worth Indian rupees 2,183 crores, registering a growth of 14% year-on-year and collection were rupees 861 crores with collection efficiencies of 98.9%. The project front, Birla Navya, Gurugram, continues to sell at an exceptional pace, with the third phase achieving a booking value of more than rupees 200 crores in just 2 weeks of launch. At our already launched projects, projection execution is in full swing across all projects. Birla Alokya, Birla Vanya, Birla Navya Phase 1 are due for delivery in coming year. Furthermore, the two new projects announced in Bengaluru are progressing well, and we expect to launch both of these projects in the financial year 24. As announced in April 23, the company extended its footprint in Pune by acquiring 5.76 acres plot, which has a revenue potential of more than Indian rupees 2,400 crores. Growing its spread in Bengaluru, the company acquired another 10.35 acres plot with a revenue potential of more than 850 crores. Our two commercial assets, Birla Aurora and Birla Centurion, continue to generate stable rental as well. The demand fundamentals remain robust and are expected to continue in the next financial year. The global economic slowdown and its impact on the Indian macroeconomics situation is yet to be ascertained, though the domestic consumption story remains strong. The mortgage rates are expected to remain stable at current levels, hence the industry outlook remains positive. Moving on to our pulp paper segment, the quarterly four, we improved sales from that of last quarter. Board market is improving due to pickup in pharma, F&B, mainly cup stock, and FMCG rural segment. Export demand has also slightly improved from Europe post-Christmas holiday opening. Copier demand increased due to exams in Q4, where the writing and printing demand was supported by government tender order. For the fourth quarter, the overall capacity utilization was 93%. Sales volume witnessing a decline of 12% on year at 1,06,668 metric tons. In Q4-23, the net sales grew by 10% year-on-year to Indian rupees 910 crores, primarily driven by better realization. While EBITDA stood at rupees 298 crores with margin of 32.7%. It is important to note that the EBITDA includes a one-time exceptional item of rupees 134 crores profit made on sale of land at CIDC Dahej, Gujarat. During Q4, there was an increase in NSR by 8.4% in tissue, but significant reduction in board NSR by 14.8%. However, there was no major change in paper NSR. So our average realization price as compared to Q3 reduced by 4.4%. For financial year 23, our net sales grew by 27% year-on-year to rupees 3,572 crores, while EBITDA grew by 71% year-on-year to rupees 725 crores, and EBITDA margins were 20.3%. Writing and printing paper demand is expected to remain low in coming quarter due to seasonal impact of closure of educational hub for summer holidays, while tissue and board segment is expected to have stable demand. Cost pressure are expected to persist in domestic market due to low-priced import and excess supply from domestic mills. Export demand from Europe, USA are expected to remain low due to recessionary impact. Lastly, talking about textile division, for the fourth quarter under review, net sales declined by 28% year-on-year to rupees 222 crores, with an EBITDA loss of Indian rupee 25 crores, while financial year 23, sales stood at 951 crore with EBITDA loss of rupees 38 crores. Q4 financial year 2023, demand in the domestic market continued to be under pressure with low to medium footfall across the segments in the retail sector. Exports inquiries order had not shown much improvement, and orders from U.S. and Europe were considerably down. In addition to the above, falling raw cotton prices resulted in a sharp decrease in the cotton yarn realizations too. Apparel fabric sales were stood in H1 of the year. However, pressure increased in H2 because of low demand and sudden drop in cotton prices. Production capacity was utilized almost fully throughout the year, but margins were under pressure in H2 due to heavy competition in the market. For brand linen, the importer and USA were reluctant to issue new orders and were liquidating their inventory at throwaway prices. Cotton mill factories had to compete with products made of man-made fibers, which were substantially cheaper. Until the market sees stable raw material prices scenario and a stabilization in yarn and fabric demand, it seems that demand will continue to be under pressure. With that, we can now open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The first question is from the line of Saurabh Dutta from Minerva Asset Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I just had three questions on the board side. So you saw mid-teens price decline sequentially. I just wanted to know, is this a national trend or was it more pronounced in certain regions? Secondly, was this trend more.
Thank you, Mr. Dutta. The audio is unclear from your line. Please use the handset mode, sir.
I am on the handset mode. Is this better now?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. So I have three questions on the board side. You saw mid-teens price decline sequentially. So would you characterize this as a trend nationally, or was it more of a regional trend? Secondly, was it more pronounced in certain industries versus others? And finally, you mentioned about imports impacting pricing negatively. So just curious as to what kind of board buyers are moving into imported boards, because usually the pharma and CPG guys prefer domestic boards because their requirements are met fortnightly. So these are three questions on the board side.
Yeah, thank you. Now, the questions on the board, number one, well, the prices were low. In fact, I would say in all the sections, whether it was pharma, FMCG, or any other, even the food segment also, to that an extent. And it was throughout the country. It was not only limited to a particular region because our factories which are making board are distributed throughout the country, and all were facing the same kind of issues and problems. And as regards the imports of the board, because the board prices were quite high because of the raw material prices being very high. But as you know, when the demand was in trouble, so the high prices didn't mind. So the imports came at a lower price. That's why for some time, that's why the prices were low and the decline of the prices started. So it is a worldwide phenomenon. It is not a phenomenon only in India also. That's what it is. So if you've got any further thing on that, I can answer.
Right. So just wanted to understand, was there any specific subset industry that was buying imported board, or it was across the board CPG?
No, not really. It was throughout the, you know, because the particular type of board, you know, the board which we are making is an original board and a hard board. So that, you know, whatever people are importing, that goes to the same industry. So it is not in a particular industry. It can go to different industries.
Understood. Secondly, I had a question on the caustic soda prices. Caustic soda prices were down 20-25% sequentially. So did the benefit flow into this quarter, in the past quarter, or would we see this in the June quarter? And could you quantify the gross margin impact in the fourth quarter of March if you saw some impact over there?
You see, let me, you know, because there is a dichotomy in this whole thing, you know. The caustic soda we are using mostly in making the pulp and not in making the paper. So when we make the pulp production, the caustic soda prices will come into the picture and the cost of the pulp is accordingly, denoted and all that. But, you know, if you see the pulp prices, the imported pulp prices and our internal pulp prices has gone up considerably because the wood process prices had gone up. So the difference in the caustic price was not that big that it would make a difference in the costing to that an extent. Yeah, definitely, the drop in the caustic prices reduced the prices to some extent. But overall, the pulp prices were so high that it did not make any difference to that an extent.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot. That's it from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shalini Vasanta from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Vivek Ramakrishnan. Given the volatility in your various businesses, would you be looking at any major capex apart from the construction in the real estate business is question number one. And question number two is you've also been very prudent about debt levels and your outstanding loans have come down from about 1,300 crores last year to about 1,000 crores this year. So I just wanted to know how it is going to track going forward. Thank you.
So Vivek, good question. Thank you. Thank you very much for the appreciation on the debt management. Yes, most of our free cash flows from particularly our pulp and paper business will go into supporting the real estate business growth. So the free cash flow which come from the real estate business are after providing for whatever capex that is required by them. So we always plug in some number over a 3-year period, say about 500 crores for the capex plans of the paper business. Most of the capex is directed towards marginally improving the efficiency, the productivity of the business, as well as some cost saving measures. So that would probably going forward help us in increasing the capacity, reducing cost, etc. But no major at the moment plans for the pulp and paper business in terms of a huge capex expenditure where we might require borrowing. So most of it is through the cash flows of the business itself, and whatever excess comes up, we actually use it for the purpose of our real estate business. So the real estate business is now going forward, as we say, is the real estate arm of the Aditya Birla Group and the growth engine of Century Textiles and Industries Limited. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, sir, very much. Thank you very much and wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Mehta from Nirzar Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Mr. Mehta, please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Karan, go ahead. We can hear you.
Hello.
Mr. Mehta, you're audible. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So I just have a couple of questions. Firstly, if you can please provide the volume for paper business for this quarter and the previous quarter.
Sorry?
If you can please provide the volume for the paper business for this and the previous quarter.
This quarter it was 111,000 tons in the quarter, and the last quarter was about 100,000 tons.
Okay. Fine. And secondly, we have incurred a loss in the textile business in this quarter. So is this an inventory loss? And what is the nature of the loss, and is it of recurring nature, or and if it is not, then will it reverse in the future?
So yeah, I think
some of the losses are business losses. Almost like 50% is business losses and 50% is one-time losses, provisions for inventory or some doubtful debt, which will be, I think, doubtful debts may be recoverable as per audit standards we have provided, but it is recoverable in future. And inventory at the cost price or whatever NRV, whatever as per audit standards we have done. So on those, 50% losses are there, and that is a one-time expenditure only.
Okay. Okay. And sir, if I can squeeze in one more question. So we have recently acquired land at South Bombay and Pune. And so how do we intend to develop these land, and when can we expect revenue from these projects?
Yeah. So Karan, the Walkeshwar land in South Bombay, we expect, since it's a smaller size, we expect that to launch in this financial itself. While the Pune one, which is a larger thing, it has got a, the plot size is larger, so it has a more gestation period for launch. So we expect that to launch in the next financial year.
Okay, and what about the Bangalore land?
Bangalore land, we will be launching it this financial year. We are planning to launch this financial year.
Okay, okay. Thanks a lot, sir, for the clarification. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Srivastava from PNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, congratulations on Birla Niyaara successful 80% sales, you know, last 1 year.
Thank you.
So just wanted to understand that the remaining 20%, how is the inventory? Is it going to be a higher ticket size and it will take some time to get monetized? And second, given the 80% is already sold, can we prepone the second phase launch? How is the planning for the second phase? And if you can give the roadmap for the FY24, which are the projects are coming for the FY24 launch? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Amit, for your question. So, yeah, as you know about Birla, Niyaara Tower A is 80% sold. Time elapsed about 16%. So definitely, you know, this calls for a price increase, which we have done it. Currently sell, price the product at an average of 75,000 rupees per square foot. So we expect balance inventory to be sold at, you know, at an easier pace than what it happened till now. Also, we are, in the process of launching Tower B. Hopefully by December of this financial year, we should be ready with all approvals and RERA clearance for launching that. So either it will be late Q3 or early Q4. The other launches are the Bangalore projects which we have planned. One is the two projects that we acquired, one on a JV in near Devanahalli, and the other one in RR Nagar. Both we are expecting to launch this financial year. Also, the in Q4, I think we are hoping that we'll be able to launch the Marteshwar project also, and the last phase of Birla Navya in NCR. So all these projects are slated for launch in this financial year.
Okay. And second, sir, in terms of the Birla Vanya Kalyan, our first phase we have sold in a very remarkable time. However, the sales momentum in next phase is very slow and going on a quarter-on-quarter on a slower pace. If you can give on a broader light what is happening over there.
Yeah, so the sales is at a slower pace than expected. We have sold about 832 of the 1,200 apartments. So the balance, we are hoping that we'll be able to cover up the rest of this year. The prices are now quite high because initially we sold at very attractive prices. But now the prices, they are really playing for margins. So we expect this to go on a slower trail. And we're also approaching the finishing line this year. We expect to give possession of the property also. So I think with that completion, I think the pace should pick up. So we're quite confident that we'll be able to sell the balance at very, premium prices.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, in terms of the project, like in South Mumbai, we have already the large land parcel, and then we have taken one more project. So if you can tell us that what is the strategy over the South Mumbai, that we will take more projects in that area, or we'll try to diversify towards Western Mumbai and on his side, MMR.
So we are very bullish on Mumbai as a market, and I think all, you know, any attractive locations, we are always, you know, excited by that, whether be it in Thane or South Mumbai. So this was a very boutique project right in the Walkeshwar Road, extremely premium. So I thought this could give us a huge amount of visibility and brand pull. So that was a clear reason why we thought it was a very attractive deal also. So all that, you know, culminated into us getting into this deal. So that is very well within our strategy of, you know, getting into very premium high-end projects. So there is nothing like how many projects, wherever we get a good opportunity, good at a good price, attractive valuations, we are always game for that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, last one clarification from Snehal, sir. Sir, in our cash flow, we have given a project development cost, which is around 900 crore in FY23. So if you can give just break up, what are the things which it includes? It's like a...
So this project development cost of 900 crores roughly includes the various costs on account of construction and development and land purchase for the, all the current projects which are currently going on. This includes our
payment also.
It's all on the payment basis, that's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's it for my.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is regarding this Pune land of 5.76 acre and Bangalore land of 10.35 acre. How much square feet will be doing that?
Yeah, so broadly, of course, these are still under planning. So we have expecting about 1.5 million in the Pune, 1.5 million square feet, and about a million square feet in the Bangalore RR Nagar project.
Okay, and how much would be this Walkeshwar project square feet?
Walkeshwar about 60,000 square feet.
Okay, 60,000 square feet. Okay. Okay, and just one last question. So now since the MD sir also mentioned that most of the free cash flow from the paper division are used for real estate division, so it is very clear that our major focus area is the real estate in Century Textile. So any thoughts on, you know, transferring the textile business to, say, Aditya Birla Fashion or any separate demerger, anything we are thinking on that line?
Dixit, you said, right?
Doshi.
Dixit, at the moment, we are not planning anything of that sort. We will keep on, you know, keep our watch on the textile business. Textile business keeps on having cycles, etc. It might suddenly, you know, become more profitable going forward. So at the moment, there are no plans. We'll continue as we are. Except that we won't be allocating a lot of capex on the textile business.
Okay. And just one last question. So if you can just help me with the location of this Walkeshwar plant.
Yeah, this is very close to the Governor's Bungalow, about 150 meters from there.
Governor Bungalow?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Childa from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello? Am I audible?
Yeah, you are, but maybe you can make yourself more clearer.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
So just one small question, like whatever launches that you are planning for FY24, what would be the cumulative value of it, sir?
Sorry, what was the question? Long-term debt
value. No. The launches that we are planning in FY24 across various projects.
Of the value.
What would be the launch size in terms of rupees crore?
So, Java B in Niyaara will be in the range of about 3,000 crores. Navya will be about 500 crores. Similarly, about 500 crores in the Bangalore first project. And about another 500 crores in Bangalore two. So 1500 plus 4,500 crores of new launches.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you. That was the only question I had. Thank you.
Yeah, and sorry, Walkeshwar, another about 500 crores. Thanks. So about 5,000 crores.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That's very encouraging. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead. Raj, your line is in talk mode. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Wanted to know the overall outlook for FY24.
For which business?
For overall, sir.
Overall.
All the three businesses, yeah.
So, I mean, we are quite bullish on the real estate business, as you have already heard. So that is one thing. We don't expect any major slowdown in the real estate business, at least in FY24. We see good business coming from the paper business, particularly on the writing and printing paper as well as the tissue paper. We are keeping a watch on the improvement in the board business. Textile business, we expect some momentum on the upward side in the second half of this particular year.
All right, yeah. And looking at 3 to 4 years down the line, how do you see company unfolding overall? Like,
so company probably now, you know, from a turnover perspective, 75% of our turnover roughly comes from the paper business. And about 25% comes from the textile business. The accounting principles don't allow us revenue recognition from our real estate business till we get an OC and start deliveries. But going forward, we see a considerable improvement in the as we keep on delivering projects that we've already launched. I think the contribution in the revenue from the real estate business is going to grow tremendously. And maybe in about 5 years' time, probably will be more than 10,000 crores company.
10,000 crores overall, top-line company?
Top-line, yeah.
All right. Okay, thanks. All the best. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Sanghvi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. See, my question is that in the opening remark, we have said that Birla Vanya, Birla Navya and Birla Alokya, these three are due for delivery in coming financial year. Just I wanted to know, it is in financial year 23-24 or 24-25?
No, this financial year.
This financial year, 23-24.
That's right.
Yeah, okay then. Thank you so much. Yeah, okay. That's all from my side. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Govindlal Jilada, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My questions are on paper sector. So you have given good slides in your presentation, PPT. So,
hello.
The current participant has left the question queue. We'll move on to the next question from the line of Dhwanil from I Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Sir, just wanted to understand more on the paper side because when I was just seeing your commentary, it's a little bit of mix wherein one side you are saying that the imports are kind of increasing and the net realization in the board has obviously come down, whereas on the paper side also it is slightly, it has declined a bit. Right. So going ahead, even if I see as a EBITDA pattern what we did last 3-4 quarters, currently it is at 15 odd rupees, right? So 15 rupees per kg. So if you can just slightly give us more clarity over here, how are you seeing, sir, in terms of overall prices and on the margin side also?
Yeah, we make three products. We make paper, we make board and we make tissue.
Right.
So all the three have got their own complexities and, you know, it has got its own market potential. As far as paper is concerned, because we make distinctly two different things in the paper. One is the copier and the other is the printing, writing and printing paper. Okay, that's those sort of things.
Hmm.
So as far as copier is concerned, there is no problem of demand. Let anything come import. So there is still a large gap in the market for the copier paper. As far as writing and printing, you know it very well that it is a seasonal kind of a thing. Presently there is no demand, but after June, the demand will go on, you know, rising like anything. So we have to prepare for that kind of a demand. As far as board is concerned, it depends upon the pharmaceutical industry, in the eatery industry and, you know, FMCG and whatnot. So there is always a, sometimes the imports come in because somebody has put up a plant outside and he wants to offload some material. So these things will do happen. Though the government of India has put a restriction that now you have to first apply, give your quality credentials, then only you can supply in this country or import into this country. So because of that, sometimes the imports do come. But overall, the board demand is, I would say, quite reasonable. But yes, we have to keep our costs down and we have to ensure that we are in the market and supply the right quality at the right price and at the right time, basically. So we are not fearing that bad, but you know, we have to keep telling the market that these are the situations. But we are trying and managing those kind of situations. And tissue market, we are the leader in that. We have got a 44%, 45% market share. So we are doing quite well in the tissue market. So that's the story about all the three products what we make.
Okay, okay. Because sir, when we see the NSR in the writing and printing, so a couple of years back it was around 50 odd rupees and now it is at 87, 88 rupees.
Yes, you are right.
Yeah, and most of the inputs are cost which had kind of gone up and hence the realization had also gone up are kind of sir, correcting. So the chemical prices, the freights and the power and fuel. Right. So going ahead, are we, so do you all also expect that this, on the writing and printing side, we may see the price correction? Or this can be a new normal?
Price corrections will keep on happening depending upon the raw material prices. These will keep on happening. Now, the question is of what is the demand and how fast a particular person wants a particular product. So it will depend upon that. So price corrections will keep on happening and that is a part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but we have to keep ourselves abreast with the, you know, whatever best cost we can get and best productivity and efficiency we can have so that we are upfront in the supply status. That's it.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And the post-March, have you all taken any price cuts or it's same? On the writing.
No, as far as paper is concerned, we have increased the prices by 1,500 rupees.
We have increased the prices, okay.
Yeah. Board, we have kept the prices same. Tissue, we have increased by about, I think, maybe 1,000 or 1,500 rupees per ton.
Got it. And sir, just last question was on the margin side. So on the margin, sir, this overall 15.5, 16 rupees per kg, on the net side, what we've done. So do you all think that this is sustainable? Obviously, if the prices remains here, or there is certain, or on the pulp side, you are expecting the cost to go up.
No, I think the margins will go up this year as compared to last year, what you have seen. But, you know, it's very difficult to say how much and how far and when it will happen. But definitely one thing is sure that the margins will go up this year. What margins you have seen this year, next year will be definitely better than that. Next year means the current year, what, 23-24, I am talking.
Great, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Savai from Abacus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is regarding this Carmichael Road bungalow, which Aditya Birla Group has acquired. And we understand that Birla Estate is the only real estate arm. So is there anything where Birla Estate would be working on that bungalow, either through a JD model or a DM kind of a model? Or how do you understand this thing?
No, Birla Estate is not going to work on this project. That is on a separate SPV, nothing to do with the real estate business.
Right. So it has nothing to do with Century at all.
No.
Another thing is that, you know, we had made a milestone of about 5,000 crores of sales in next 3 to 4 years. And based on that, any targets that we have assigned for FY24 in terms of the new BD acquisitions and going forward, how will it pan out? Because, you know, this year, barring the month of April for the entire year, there were no big announcements. So last announcement we had seen last year in the month of April, and followed by this month in April. So how do we see this for FY24 and 25? Do we have any internal targets in terms of a BD acquisition?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, last year we acquired 2 projects in Bangalore. This year in April, we have acquired again 2 projects, one in Pune and one in South Mumbai. And we have several more, projects in the pipeline which we are looking at. And we're pretty excited about the opportunity there, and we'll be going pretty aggressively to acquire projects in our chosen markets. Difficult to put a quantitative number to it. So as we keep finalizing projects and announcing it, we will let you know.
Right. And so any guidance which you all would like to share?
I don't want to put any particular target for it, because we are very particular that whatever deals we do, they do the right deal. Because if you put a target and start chasing, then we don't want to put too much money into it. But we want to just go ahead and do the right projects. Focus is on BD. We are not privy to announcing internal targets. We can't announce that outside at this point of time. However, I would just give you the confidence that very aggressively looking at expanding into all our chosen markets.
Okay. So any guidance in terms of sales, if you could share?
No guidance. We are not sharing any guidance at this point of time.
All right. Right. Thank you, sir. That's a promise.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kashyap from Broadview Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just had a question on the paper business. I missed the point regarding the price increase in the tissue segment.
Yeah.
Could you just quantify what was the price increase taken in the tissue segment?
It's about 1,500 rupees per ton.
In the tissue business? Okay.
In the board, and, in the paper and tissue, we have taken 1,500 rupees per ton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the margin now? Is it, the tissue business would be at what margin? At EBITDA level?
No, that's around, I think, 14-15%.
14-15%.
Yeah.
And the writing and printing paper?
Writing and printing paper, around 20%.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parin Gala from Sage One. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. The question is for KT, sir. Sir, good evening. Sir, currently, what is the active number of proposals in the real estate, on the BD side that you are actively considering, which is there in your hands?
See, roughly we have finalized, currently in progress, about 10 projects which is under work, either in various stages of launch and construction, etc. Considering the last two acquisitions we did in April. We are, again, as I said, I don't want to quote a number to it, but as I mentioned, in each of the target cities, we are looking at least 2 or 3 very, very active proposals.
Yeah. Sure. But sir, in the current scenario where real estate is now, prices are going up, even land prices are going up, are we able to spot projects with the targeted IRR that we typically want, or you are ready to make some compromises there?
We are not willing to make any compromises. We are patient enough to wait for the right project with the right financials, the right locations. So we are not in a hurry to, you know, grab whichever projects comes our way. We are looking at the valuations. We are very particular about the valuations and the location. So with that clarity in mind, we are moving ahead with our acquisitions.
Okay. And sir, lastly, for FY24, what is the approximate sales number that you're looking for?
We are not giving any forward guidance at this point of time, Praveen. So if once we start doing that practice, we'll let you know. At this point of time, we are not doing that.
I mean, last year you had said approximately, you know, you wanted to cross that 2,000.
Yeah, on a broad guideline, over a period of time, the next maybe two to three years, we are looking at crossing 5,000 crores. Or maybe, you know, or even more than that. I think there's great potential in the market. I think this market will continue for several years, this upcycle, and we're quite excited that the way we that if we continue acquiring new projects, we will reach there sooner than later. So I can give you a broad 2 to 3 horizon. We're looking at about 5 to 6,000 crore annual booking.
I think I mentioned in my guidance earlier, you know, somebody was asking a question about the future. So when I said 10,000 crores, I said, you know, roughly half of it will come from paper and half will come from real estate.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Biplav Debbarma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is, first question is on the your Gurugram project. There in the PPT, in the slide 9, you have mentioned that total phase 1 and phase 2 is 9.4 lakhs and total is 17.8 lakhs. And is it the last phase, 17.8 minus 9.4, more than 8 lakh would be the last phase, or there will be multiple phases. You will be launching the remaining.
Yeah, it could be the way we, you know, so it could be either one or two phases. Yeah,
okay.
It could be one, depending how the approval comes, etc.
Okay. And when you mentioned 500 crore in Vela Navya, so you are mentioning the entire remaining phases all.
Just talking about the next launch. Not the entire remaining plan, just talking about the next launch which you are planning.
Next launch. And sir, this project is a 50-50 JV. So you see, am I right? This is a 50-50 JV, right?
What is that?
50-50.
Yeah, you are right. 50-50 profit sharing JV.
Profit sharing JV. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And my next question is on Birla Niyaara.
Yeah.
Sir, Birla Niyaara, in the second phase that you are planning to launch, that would there be any difference? Suppose, say at that point of time in December 2023, when you launch Birla Niyaara Tower B, and say Birla Niyaara Tower A is selling at 75,000. Would you be selling Tower B at the same price or at a differentiated price? Because I assume the product would be different in terms of per square feet.
I think, you know, what you're planning to launch Birla Tower B, Niyaara, will be in more premium positioning. So we're expecting to launch premium to Tower A, at a higher premium to Tower A.
The same location, another tower, but per square feet basis, it will be higher. Right, sir?
You're absolutely right, yeah. The product will be different. Product will be differentiated. The larger format products.
Okay. And like what, some numbers, 10%, approximately ballpark, 10-15% higher than the...
Now we will take that call closer to the launch.
But it will be premium. Okay. And my... final and last question is on the business development. I missed that part. So now, after the closure of this projects, what are the projects, how many active the deals left that you are, how many deals are there in active discussion?
Again, difficult to put a number to it, but I can only assure you, as I mentioned in just now, that we have several exciting projects in our that considering at this point of time in each of the target markets.
And one more clarification needed. This Malabar Hills project, Walkeshwar, it is a JDA redevelopment
outright,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And for both Pune and Walkeshwar, you
both are outright.
Both Pune and Walkeshwar, you have paid the money.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all. All the best.
Thank you, Biplav.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jitin Parmar from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening. My question is on one of the previous questions. You mentioned that paper margins for FY24 will be higher than FY23. Wanted to know, I mean, will it be higher for than the Q4 margins we achieved?
Yeah, it will be higher than the Q4 margins.
Look, Q4 margins in the presentation is mentioned 32.7%.
Only 18%, because the rest of the percentage is coming from the sale of land at Bharuch, KIDC.
Okay, thank you. And what is the breakup of capacity among the three sections we have in paper, the tissue, board and writing and printing copier?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
What is the breakup of capacity?
Breakup of capacity. The paper is the highest capacity. That is about 240,000 tons approximately. Then the board is 200,000 tons, and the tissue is about 55,000 to 60,000 tons.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Rahil
Shah, your line is in talk mode. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, yes. Sorry, I think I took myself out with you. My questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Zaveri from Dhruv Gems. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to ask, what is the construction cost in our Niyaara project? It should be around 20,000 a square feet. That includes the construction plus the premiums, everything, all inclusive, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So, that includes everything, nothing more.
Yeah.
Okay, and one more thing about the NCR region, the only project we have right now is the Navya one, right?
You're right.
So, we have signed a project in Pune and one in Mumbai right now and two in Bangalore. So what are we, because what I hear, NCR has been a fast moving market right now and the price appreciation has been also quite high from what I know. I think the prices are up by 30-40% in the last 2 years. So are we actively looking at that particular region, because there the market is very good from what I hear?
Yeah, so we are looking at, quite a few number of projects in the NCR, both in Delhi and Gurgaon and Noida. And we expect to close some of these projects very shortly.
Okay. And I wanted a guidance on a margin front, because I just want to know, there are companies in the real estate business in India. Like, you can compare Oberoi Realty to a Godrej Properties. So the Oberoi people are very highly on the margins, because the net profit margins are very, very high. And the Godrej people go on the volume, like 10-15% margin. So on what, are we going to be a mixture type, or we are going to go more on the Oberoi type of models?
No, so we are looking more at quality of projects. So we are careful about both the returns in terms of IRRs and also on EBITDA margins. We are focusing on both.
No, my reason to ask is that because the pace of signing of deals in our company has been pretty slow, in the sense of, if I see a Godrej Properties which have signed 25-30,000 crores of project, revenue potential in the last 6 months to 1 year. So just wanted to know, we are going more on the margins, right? That's what you are trying to say, generally.
Himanshu, we are focused on the quality of the project in terms of location, in terms of size, in terms of financials, in terms of joint venture partners. So we give a balanced approach that we are particular about each of these parameters, because in the long term, the success of the project, we make sure that, at least we want to make sure that we give adequate attention to each of these parameters, whether it's the financials, it's the cash flow, it's the risk management in the project, is the JV partner, if there is a JV partner, and most importantly, location, access, all of those criteria.
So we are basically want to build a good brand for a long term.
Absolutely.
And are we confident about the Niyaara project of sustaining these prices? Because 75,000 rupees a square feet is quite high, right? So are we...
So I don't think so. We have projects around which at possession today are selling at more than a lakh per square foot. There's a huge demand. We did almost 225 crores just in the last 1 month in March. So it's been a huge amount of demand.
But that isn't because of the tax break also, do you feel,
no,
or no?
I don't think so, no. Not because of that.
Okay.
There have been all this capital gain stuff that is in very few people of that.
So you are confident that we are able to sell the
project? Yeah, yeah. I think great product. The people have understood the product. It's a great location from coming from a strong brand. And I think very confident that this project will fetch much higher prices in days to come.
And this is the 2.4 million is the whole Niyaara one, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So there's another parcel also at, we have another parcel also at Worli, right?
No, you're right. Next to this, we have another parcel about 1.5 million. Here in Niyaara itself is about 2.4 million, plus another 1 million opportunity for commercial is also there.
In Niyaara?
Yeah.
But 1.5 million you said is where?
That is adjacent to Niyaara, another land, Worli West we call it. The parcel next to this thing, adjacent to it.
So that is also ours, right? That we'll do develop in the future.
Yeah.
And the Prabhadevi and the Pune also we have, right?
Those are potential for the future.
Pune is Taleko Vistam.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishit Shah from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. My question relates to the paper segment. So what was the export contribution over here and compared this to the last quarter?
What is the contribution of exports?
Yes.
We don't export much. We don't. We only do about 10 to 12%. Maximum 15% we have done in one quarter. Last, I think in the last quarter it was not more than 10%. So 10% is hardly about... 7, 8, 10,000 tons, not more than that. So our contributions in exports are equivalent to the domestic contribution. In fact, slightly better also in exports.
Oh, okay. That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Ghai from Abercrombie & Kent. Please go ahead.
Hi, this question is for Mr. Keddy. I was just wondering what will be the total revenue which you'll be generating from the three phases you'll be delivering in the current financial year. Thank you.
Shankar already.
I think depending on what sales we do this year, I expect about 1500 to 2000.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishik Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. I just wanted to know if you have shared how much we have paid for the land parcel in Pune, Bangalore and Walkeshwar.
So, Pune... Yeah. The overall about 500 crores, both projects together.
Which one? Pune and?
Pune and Walkeshwar.
Pune and Walkeshwar put together 500 crore. And how much for the Bangalore?
Bangalore about 100, 120 crores.
Okay. And I assume that in this 500 crore, I mean, Walkeshwar would be the major part?
No, Walkeshwar is a very small plot.
Okay. If you can help me with the separate in 500 crores?
I will get you offline.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Sanghvi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is already answered. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Zaveri from Dhruv Gems. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, like, in the future, being shareholders, what is your views on the demerge of the business? Because in the end, the value is only created if you demerge your real estate business, which is Birla Estates, right?
So, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're right. Somewhere down the line, we have to unlock the value. But I, as of now, there are a couple of reasons you have to understand. One is we are dependent on the cash flows from the real estate, from the paper business to support the real estate business till it becomes, you know, self-sufficient in terms of its own cash flows and borrowing. Number two, we have to have sufficient, what you call it, deliveries, executions of our projects, you know, to you know, demonstrate our capabilities, etc., and the product qualities, etc., and all that stuff. So I think you're right, but this is something, you know, you have to wait for some time. It won't happen immediately.
No, no, we, I understand waiting is okay, but like we have something in the pipeline, right, in the near future, maybe 1-2 years down the line.
No, I mean, it's at the back of our mind, not in the on the drawing table or on the table. We're not really thinking of it very seriously at the moment because I don't think it's the opportune time to do that.
But the revenues you said from the real estate business, the major ones are going to only start when the Niyaara one, the revenue comes in, right? The other ones are pretty small right now.
As I mentioned, see, we are expecting, you know, with these three possessions, this one about 2,000 crores of revenue this year. There's nothing from Niyaara.
Right. But Niyaara is like 3-4 years down the line, see, right?
You are right, you are right.
So, that, till then we are dependent on these 2, 3, 4 projects only, right, for the revenue.
I think we have about, yeah, revenue, but cash flows coming from all projects. So, we have about 10 projects as of now.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, Niyaara also we'll get only slab-wise, right, now, phase-wise when you...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Every that's the rule, no? Any project, whatever is the RERA, only completion of a particular phase, you can recognize revenue. See, cash flow keeps coming. It's only the recognition of EBITDA and revenue... profits and revenue which comes at the end of the I mean,
please, as a shareholder, please consider the demerger also of future, in the future, whenever you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, we are all sitting here to take care of the best interest of the shareholders.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parvez Qazi for closing comments.
Yeah, thanks everyone for an enthusiastic participation in the call. I would now like to hand over the floor to the management for their closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for all participating in this earning call, con call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. We are very thankful to all our investors who stood by us and had the confidence in the company's growth plan. With this, I wish everyone a great evening. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.